It's a Sonic 1029 special presentation. Sonic's Band of the Month, February. Scenic Route to Alaska.
Hey there, I'm Trevor Mann. I sing and play guitar.
And I'm Shay Connor, and I play the drums.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us, Adam.
Can you please tell me the story of Scenic Route to Alaska?
Well, we've all been in a band together for about 7 or 8 years. The band has always changed. And Scenic Route to Alaska is actually the first project where I've been writing songs and bringing them to the table. And so playing the band with Shay, my best friend, and then Murray, my other best friend. We all live about 2 blocks apart, so we've grown up as best friends, and now we're playing music as best friends, so it's kind of we're pretty lucky guys, I think.
Have you guys been consistently best friends for 7 to 8 years?
I'd say so. I think there's
That's
been
a tough question, Adam.
We actually just moved in together, Shay and I, the other day, so we're going to see if we end up hating each other, but I think we'll be fine.
You're still in the roommate honeymoon phase.
Roommate honeymoon phase. Yeah, no, we're
it's
definitely
fresh,
keeping the place
new.
Clean. Yeah.
I used to live in Northwest BC where I saw the Scenic Route to Alaska. Have you guys taken the Scenic Route to Alaska?
We haven't taken it yet. It's definitely on the to-do list, and I think we kind of made it on our bucket list when we named ourselves after the sign that leads up to Alaska. So one of these days we're going to have to take that road tour the way up there.
It's long and expansive. Is that how you describe your sound?
I'd like to, actually. Yeah, that's good. So, expansive for sure. Even in the last year, we've definitely dwelled in different genres, different areas, and just trying to find our own comfort zone. So I'd like to think we'll forever be changing.
How have you seen the Edmonton music scene change in the past 7 to 8 years from inception of the group to where we are today?
In the last 7 to 8 years, I mean, I should clarify, we've only been Scenic Route to Alaska for just about a year.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 7 to 8 years, I'd like to say that the Edmonton music scene has definitely evolved into, on the bigger scale. You know, bands are playing shows now, and when you're playing a show, it's usually at a good venue, or, you know, you're bringing out a lot of crowds. But back 7 or 8 years ago, it used to be all about the hall parties and all the hall shows and that kind of those things. And those were like unbelievably fun, but I feel like Edmonton as a whole has kind of stepped away from those. But I'd like to say that the music scene is definitely going in a more professional direction, I guess you could say.
We'll be right back.
February from Sonic 1029.
And it's tough to remain modest with a question like this, but you've built up a reasonably big fan base for only having one EP. What do you equate that to aside from terrific harmony, melody, great voice, and great tone?
It made me blush. I'd like to say that's just because we played as much as we could in this like first year. We accepted every single show that was ever offered to us, and you know, some of them were terrible shows, but you do it, and even from that, if you make two fans out of that, then it, you know, it definitely adds on, and they tell their friends, and then the next show, next thing you know, like six people show up to watch you play. So it's kind of like the domino effect. And also I think playing together for the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, all three of us, even as a backup bands for many artists, we've kind of developed, I think, a good musical sense. We don't like, when we practice, we don't, you know, we try not to waste our time on actually like nitpicking things, because we hope we all kind of understand what each other's going for. So it helps. I think we try to be as efficient as possible.
When you mention terrible shows, what equates to a terrible show?
Well, I mean, just being rookies, basically, not no one knowing who you are, and that's why we took every show we could, is basically to get our name out there as much as we can. Even just showing your names on posters and whatnot, even if no one shows up, I mean, everything counts, right? So, and through that, we got so many good opportunities during the summer, which really took the EP off and really helped us out in the last year. So,
what was your most memorable moment of the last year?
Oh, I'd have to say we got to play at the Edmonton Folk Fest here, and we were on Sunday. We played with Del Barber and Cat Dancer and Carla Anderson. We did a workshop with them, and it was. Literally like my dream come true as a little kid, because I've been going to that festival for my whole life. So we got to do that and played in front of a lot of people, and then from that got so much good publicity, and we sold so many EPs that we definitely got advanced like 3 years musically, I think, in that one half an hour workshop. So it helped a lot. We're definitely thankful for that.
The home stretch is coming soon. But what they don't know. but the home stretch is coming soon. I can feel it in your eyes. And everybody's blaming you for my.
Full-length expected early 2012. What else do you have on the books for the year?
I think we're going to go to Toronto for Canadian Music Week in March. And then we're going to start sending off our application to as many festivals as possible. And we'd like to, you know, see Edmonton as little as possible when summer comes and kind of do a big touring loop and then just try and build up even more of a fan base and get our name out there even further.
What can we expect if we're going to see Scenic Route to Alaska for the first time at the Pawn Shop on February 24th, 2012?
We definitely, one thing that we do pride ourselves on is that we put as much emotion as possible into our live shows. And not so it goes overboard and we look like, you know, sissies or we're trying to sell it to people. We just really do.
No, it's very honest.
Yeah, we genuinely, yeah, we want to be as honest as possible and we want to connect with people as easily as possible. And I think that we are doing something in the Edmonton music scene that is a little bit different than most of the bands around. You know, we're trying to really put ourselves out there.
So. If I'm looking to pick up a copy of your EP, where can I do that?
We've got some for sale at Blackbird right now, and then also on iTunes as well.
Can you tell us about the song Waking Up My Heart, which you'll hear on Sonic all month?
I was in one of those high school relationships where you date for 6 months, you break up for 6 months, you date for 6 months. You know, and that happened throughout all of high school. And then she moved away to Vancouver, and I went with her and her family to move her into her apartment, and then I got back home and kind of got told that some bad stuff had happened, and I sat down and I picked up, actually I wrote it on this guitar, my grandpa's old guitar, and then if you listen to the lyrics, they're definitely the most heartfelt ones I have out there, so.
Does it make it tough to sing?
It did for a while for sure, and it still does, but it almost makes it easier to sing. The more emotion I can put into it, the more I can convey it, the easier it gets.
Well, thanks so much for being a part of Band of the Month, guys.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you.
She tore me down so I could stand up once again. This is a disgrace. There's a thousand smiling faces waiting to replace this. Oh, and this battered soul, my blood is filling new holes. It's opening my eyes. Trust me.
Sonic 1029 presents Scenic Route to Alaska. Friday, February 24th for the Band of the Month Showcase at the Pawn Shop. Sonic!